What's going on? It's a Sunday, and it's actually not, that's a lie. It's actually Saturday. But you'll probably hear this on a Sunday, so I guess, you know, it's Sunday for you. Anyways, this, regardless whether you listen to it on a Saturday or a Sunday, is a podcast. You saw me, silk all over, pouting at your garden, wishing I could tend it. You asked me not to take your man. I'm asking you to look again. That dress you envied was made to fall between us. What's better than this? Gals being pals all over your husband's bed. I'm begging of you. Don't beg of me no more.
Lesbian.
You like saying it.
I do.
Say it again.
Lesbian.
Keep going.
Lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian.
Okay, so earlier in the week, I asked on social media for you guys to send me some questions on, like, Instagram and Tumblr and stuff. And you did. So I I picked some to answer now. Okay, so the first one is from R Snippets on Instagram, who asked, how do you find inspiration for your videos? I think I've talked about this before on my website, I think, like, briefly, but I was kind of, there were kind of two things that inspire, like, the kind of style of videos I make. And that is the opening titles of American Horror Story, the different ones they have for each season, and the cursed video in The Ring. You know, this kind of collection of, you know, seemingly unconnected images that kind of make more sense as it goes along and kind of comes together to kind of form a narrative. And so I wanted to kind of recreate that, you know, in what I do. And, you know, normally when I'm writing stuff, I sort of have ideas of things that I'd like to show, you know, sort of as the video goes on. So most of the ideas come from the imagery that I write about. If that makes sense. I told you I'm a liar, but you didn't believe a word I said. You told me I was the only one for you. I told you I wasn't for anybody. Just say it if you want to. Maybe I'll figure it out along the way. Spell it out. Say syllables. Because I never learned to read. I like pictures. Draw me a picture. Love me if you want to. I won't think any less of you. Even when you get pathetic. I don't really think at all. different this time. If I was to believe everything that I've ever been told about astrology, which, spoiler alert, I do, then, you know, as an Aquarius, it's quite possible I'm kind of out there a little, like maybe not from this planet or whatever. But you know what? And this is kind of why I believe in astrology, and you can judge me if you want to, that's fine. My email's in the description and you can send me an email and tell me I'm an idiot, I don't care. But I do feel like that, you know, like sometimes I promise I'm not trying to be like, you know, fake deep about this, or I'm very smart or whatever, but just, I don't know, it's like I wouldn't say it makes me like otherworldly smart or something. I just feel like sometimes I don't really get other people, and I feel like sometimes people don't get me. Oh no, I can like literally hear this, like, and I'm like, oh my god, you sound so pretentious, Jesus Christ. But like, I don't know, man, it's just how I feel. Like, it's hard for me sometimes to kind of, you know, because I guess I'm just kind of off in my own kind of solar system doing my own, you know, stuff. And, you know, so I guess, and I think because I make everything so dramatic, can you tell? But like, so like, I guess like the kind of the more down to earth, and I hate to say it, but I'm gonna say it, mundane aspects of things sometimes can seem just like really like, you know, I don't even know the point I'm trying to make. I've completely forgotten what I was talking about. Basically, I think sometimes this whole idea that Aquariuses are actually like secretly like alien, you know, perhaps lizard people or whatever, you know, I think maybe there's some truth in it, because, you know, maybe if that wasn't true and I was just a regular person, you know, maybe I would understand kind of how things are more. I don't know what I'm talking about now. This is a great time for one of my musical transitions. I know you guys love those. The stars have told me he's a monkey, but I know he's scared of heights. I still feel his frantic fingers clinging to mine as the sky welcomed us. He shakes himself out like a dog and tramples through the tide to fetch me from my fantasizing. The stars have told me I'm a sheep, and though I'm soft and sweet, no dog shall be my master, and I hope never to run at one's command. The whistle whispers, and I resist running. I shudder and I slither, and I catch a train to have a taken man, like the hypnotized snake that he knows I am. I kind of got the idea for that, you know, kind of the you know, the Chinese zodiacs of the characters of Marina and Grant, and, you know, what it says about them and their choices, from this this room in this this place It's called Illuminasia, right? And so you go in and it's like all these different light shows based around like I think like Chinese lanterns. And they had this room that was just about the Chinese zodiac and it was amazing. And they had all of these like I think they were like handmade, like the different animals of the Chinese zodiac, and there was it was just fascinating, like honestly. I'm pretty sure some of the videos that I took in there did end up being the imagery that you see in the segment for that, in the film Drowning in Us, which I'm gonna do. This is like another ad, I guess, but you can find that on my website and you can watch the whole thing and it's fun. Yay! But yeah, I was in that room for ages, just, you know, looking at everything, and it was just really cool. So that's kind of where I got the idea for that poem. I fell from the sky, and my mission was my parachute. How could my life end on arrival when I was born to be yours? I tore off my past and my preset settings. I didn't hold my breath as I drowned in a fresh coat of paint to be yours. Earnestly, sincerely, irrevocably. I have spent so long building your dream that I've forgotten what mine was. So part of the problem of, you know, kind of being like a bit uninformed, as it were, when it comes to, you know, everything, how it works and whatever, as that sometimes you kind of get like you're too enthusiastic about it, I guess. And see, I either have like two settings when it comes to kind of relationships, you know. It's either I'm very withdrawn and kind of like like somewhere up in the sky, just kind of like looking down like, maybe I'll kind of engage with this in a little while, I don't know. Or I'm kind of all in and I guess kind of full on, I don't know. And so I guess people have like different experiences of me, I guess, you know. On the one hand, you've got people who are like, she's intense and she's probably a little bit crazy, I don't know. But then there are some people who are like, nah, she kind of seems like a bitch. She's always really like withdrawn and she never looks me in the face when she talks to me. She never talks to me. She never texts me back. Like, sorry to like everyone, really. But I don't know. Sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't want to get too close because I just like feel like it's going to be bad. But sometimes I'm like, yo, fuck it, it'll be fine. And then it's like I get too involved with it and too close. And it kind of feels like I'm losing myself. And I think that's when I kind of get a little bit terrified. And it's like, okay, time to go. So like, man, this shit is way harder than they make it look in the movies. I mean, the movies, you have like, you know, dramatic plot twists and, you know, shit like that to kind of guide things to where they're supposed to go. In real life, you just got to figure it out for yourself. It's fucking unreasonable, to be honest. Okay, so this question is from an anonymous user on Tumblr, because you can do that. Some people use that feature to send in questions for my podcast. Some people use it to send really graphic and, to be honest, quite rapey sexual fantasies. I'm pretty sure you can guess which I prefer. Anyway, so the question is, what does the line, "I'm talking to myself like I'm somebody else" from your song Hard Drive mean? Well, it was kind of, because the song at its core is about, you know, kind of the pressure put on young people to look and act a certain way because of, you know, kind of what they see, you know, online and what the people that they're in relationships with expect and things like that. But that line in particular is sort of trying to talk yourself into being the person that the other person wants you to be. Trying to talk yourself into being someone else, being somebody different, being the person that you would need to be to fulfill their expectations. And how it's almost like you sort of split from yourself and you become a different person. So yeah, that's kind of what I had in mind when I wrote that anyway. Dark-eyed rock star. Legends in my wake. Always on the run. Always on your lips. Pin up my palms. You can't nail my voice. Unstoppable Jay. They all turn to me. And you. You come crawling. When death comes calling. And there's no "I told you so." Come home. Come home to the 12. I'm misquoted. I know where I've been. I'm the little believer, and I'm bigger than Satan. So who wants to hear all the ways that I'm basically the same as Jesus? Oh girl, we're gonna get emails. Do you know what? If church groups want to email me, that's absolutely fine. Again, I'm just opening myself to criticism here. This is wild. But today's episode theme, I want to fight everybody in my inbox. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, though. Like, obviously, I do not think I'm basically the same as Jesus. That would be absurd. But you have to admit there are some similarities. There are some things in common. You know, we're both brown, but there are some people who like to say that we are white, and that is not true. I also have that in common with Mariah Carey, whose new album is great, by the way. But of course it would be, because it's Mariah Carey, duh. Anyways, back to me, and also Jesus. We've both said things that have been taken out of context, you know, so that's a thing. I don't think either of us are what you would call fashionable, but I think we're both fine with that, you know, because we're busy doing other things, you know. We don't have time to worry about clothes and shit. we are both friends of donkeys. I support donkeys in all of their endeavors, and I hear Jesus did too, so there's that. And you know, we both have followers. I mean, mine are on social media and his were like literally following him around. I think I'd find that a bit disconcerting myself, you know. Just like wake up in the morning and there's just all these people like stood around your bed. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on in here on this day? Your eyes are shy, glossy globes that glow when I'm finally on time, standing at your door. Violets in my hair for you to clasp and clutch. Just for curiosity, for one night that became an echo of time, over and over. The sighs and the drama, we call it whatever. Whispering in a deafening crowd that doesn't speak our language. I get mad all the time, in anger and insanity, trying to teach your timid tongue to say my name when we're alone, holding hands through cat flaps, like we saw in that TV show, back when we were playing straight. While I live in frustration, the infrequent fury of your fingers and the way your eyes glow through your sewn-up, self-conscious silence. I still show up at your door with violets in my hair and an itchy label under my clothes that I wear for you until you can get a new wardrobe. That was very similar in theme, anyway, to something I read earlier in the podcast. And this time I'm actually going to talk about it rather than just playing a out of context, but not really out of context, clip from Boston Legal. Which I'm not sure really is legal, so like, don't be a grass. Anyway, I think it can be hard to like define yourself and who you are. It's kind of scary in a way because it's like, it feels very final. It's like, okay, so I'm just like, you know, this is who I am or what I am. And, you know, it's like you're making a decision. And I'm sure you'll know I'm not great at that. However, I have both been the person who couldn't really decide who or what they were, but also the person on the other side of that who's kind of frustrated by that, you know, and like, so I get it, but also I am it. But it's intimidating to kind of have to make that decision and, you know, but some people kind of need that, you know, because it's validating and it feels good to have someone say it out loud and to not be afraid. You know, and I think I know, you know, who I am or whatever, but sometimes I have moments where I seriously question that and I'm like, yeah, but do you know, sis? Like, do you? And, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll figure it out. It'll be okay. This question comes from a person called Love is an Exorcism on Instagram, which is interesting because that is the title of a poem that I wrote, and that is also the title of a poem that their question is about, so And the question is, are Love is an Exorcism and The Boy on the Island about the same person? If you didn't know, Love is an Exorcism is a poem that I wrote. I think I've read it on the podcast before and talked about it. But I also wrote a song called The Boy on the Island, and I did a video for that. For the poem Love is an Exorcism, and I used the instrumental from the song The Boy on the Island. I literally can't talk tonight, I'm sorry. But yeah, I used the instrumental from the song for the video for the poem. So I suppose some people may think that they are about the same person, but they are not. They're not really about the same person. So yeah, that in a really confusing way, I hope, answered your question. I don't hope it was confusing, but I mean, it probably just was, you know. But yeah, it's not about the same person, no. I taught him French, appearing in his fantasies, mute in real life, growing louder when his pillows played with his hair. Oh, I was his dream girl. In the middle of the night, numb but alive, go-go dancing to Candy and the Kisses. Tell me, oh, when did he forget how to say your name? Something about the moon took him out of his senses. Empty bed and empty mind as he sleepwalked towards me. Low growls and gratitude from his undead lips. Youth returns to those who ask. Oh, how he grows. Under a spell, rescued from a dead room. He was so fluent when he awoke. Understanding my calls from overseas. Seductive, crackly calls, baby talked in a language that wasn't mine. Admiring the memory of me, now his eyes were open. Does he still speak English? I don't actually speak French. And I don't know for certain whose dreams I appear in. But it'd be interesting to find out. I guess it would also be interesting to speak French, but I don't care so much about that. I've left it a bit late, really, you know, considering all the whole Brexit thing that's going on, you know. Might not even be useful. Or I might just learn it out of spite, you know. Fuck you, Theresa May. You're not my real dad and you never will be, you know what I mean? But anyway, I think it'd be interesting to know, you know, if I just like show up when people are asleep, like, you know, like some kind of astral projecting kind of thing, I don't know. I remember someone I actually know in real life told me that they have dreams about me, and it was weird, you know. Like, not to be a bitch about it, but they made it weird. I was like, oh, okay. Let's never speak of this again. But also, I'm kind of a bit self-absorbed, so maybe it would be fun. I don't know. Okay, so that's it for tonight's episode. But, you know, if you really can't wait until next week, then you can go to my website, which is jennifermwan.com, where you can find just literally so much stuff. There is, like, you know, stuff about my books and my music and my other podcast, which I will eventually bring back, I swear. But also other episodes of this podcast. There's videos I've done, audio stuff I've done. You can actually, speaking of audio, on my website you can download a new audio poetry collection that I did. So that would be fun, you know, if you like that kind of thing. There's lots of videos I've made to go with my poems. So again, that should be very interesting for you, I'm sure. I meant to say also, it's like I'm trying to say two different sentences at the same time. It's just not going well for me today. Anyway, there's also, there we go, a whole archive full of like poems and short stories and so on and so forth that I've written that you can read for literally no pounds. It's like completely free, you know, so you can do that. And you know, there's the links to, you know, buy some of my newer stuff. You know, I'm obliged to remind you that on the 3rd of December you can buy my new book 27 with a White Lighter. And if you wanted previews of that, then you should go to 27withawhitelighter.com or, you know, to my website, jenniferwan.com, because there's information there too. Oh, God, I almost forgot. I'm also obliged to remind you that you can... you can get my new single, Winter Girl, on December 7th. December is doing a lot that month. Got the whole seasonal holiday stuff to do as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can tell by the sound of my voice how excited I am. But nevertheless, you can get Winter Girl from the 7th of December. And actually, right now, you can pre-order the... the maxi single. Ah, there's a term you haven't heard in a while. It's very 90s. Don't know if that was a 90s thing, actually. Anyway, the point is, it it comes with four different versions of the song. There's the regular single version, which you can get on, like, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, and all that. But it also comes with a radio edit, which is literally just with the one word of swearing removed. It also comes with the instrumental and the music video version, which includes like a cool spoken intro. And you can get that from my Bandcamp, which is jenniferwan.bandcamp.com. And right now you can pre-order it if you'd like to do that, and you can also use the code WINTERGIRL with no spaces or capitals or anything, and you can get 40% off pre-orders of my new single as well as literally everything else on there. So yay, hooray, discount codes. So yeah, there's a lot of fun things. So I'll be back next week with another podcast. Please feel free to send an email to jennifer@jenniferwan.com if I have invaded your dreams, like a less intimidating and molesty version of Freddy Krueger. Just because I'm nosy, really. I just want to know. So yeah, just, you know, don't be weird about it. Don't make it weird, you know. Hopefully we did nice PG things, like, you know, going to the beach or, you know, performing in the closing number of Lizzie McGuire, the movie or something, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to bed now, so good night, my love.